First patient, Stephanie, Stephany, last name Lera, Loera. Date of birth is 10/13/10. Date of service 8/21/23. This is a 12-year-old female patient here with cough. She's had these symptoms now going on 3 or 4 days. She denies any other symptom. There's no fever, no activity intolerance. She does feel a bit tired off and on. She has been exposed to the COVID-19 virus. No nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, no other issues. Period, new paragraph. Current medication, none, medical history negative, surgical history negative, social history. Lives with mom and dad. Labs today include a COVID-19 test, which was negative. Period, new paragraph. On examination, patient is awake, alert, oriented, well-nourished, well-developed, well-groomed. She's not in any distress. H-E-E-N-T, eyes, pupils are equal, round, react to light. Ears within normal limits, oral pharyngeal area, very mildly erythematous. Neck is soft, no lymphadenopathy. Heart, regular rate and rhythm, no murmur. Lungs clear to auscultation, abdomen soft, non-tender. Period, new paragraph assessment and planned cough. Patient will receive a Medrol dose pack and Zyrtec, 10 milligrams PO on a daily basis. Period, new paragraph. Her cough has been very mild, nothing on a regular basis. I feel as though it is more allergy-oriented, and she would have better response with the steroid and the allergy medicine. They're going to monitor their symptoms, make sure she gets plenty of rest, plenty of fluids, and then return to clinic if needed. Period. New paragraph. Next patient. Joyce, J-O-Y-C-E, last name Hebert, H-E-B-E-R-T. Date of birth, 7/30/62. Date of service, 8/21/23. This is a 61-year-old female patient. She presents with possibility of having a urinary tract infection. She does have bilateral lower back pain and burning upon urination, also an increase in urinary frequency. These symptoms have been ongoing since yesterday. Period, new paragraph, blood pressure 133/68, pulse 78, respiration 16, temperature 98, oxygenation 97%, current weight 195, allergies none, current medications reviewed, medical history, diabetes, hypertension, surgical history, right foot surgery, social history, negative for drugs, alcohol, smoking. Period. Today, a new paragraph, labs today include a urinalysis. It was positive for leukocytes as well as blood, hematuria, and glucose. Period. New paragraph. Patient does not have controlled blood sugars. We've had a lengthy conversation about that. I've asked if she can go back to her primary care physician and see if she can adjust medication. If not possible, I've told her I would be glad to handle that for her as well. Period, new paragraph. On exam, patient is awake, alert, oriented, well-nourished, well-developed, well-groomed. She's not in any distress. H-E-E-N-T, eyes, pupils are equal, round, react to light. Ears, no tympanic membrane or erythema bilaterally. Neck is soft, no thyromegaly masses or lymphadenopathy. Heart, positive S1, positive S2, no murmur. Lungs are clear to auscultation, abdomen soft, non-tender. She does have some very mild suprapubic tenderness as well. Period, new paragraph, assessment and plan. Urinary tract infection. Patient will receive a Rocephin 1 gram as an injection to be followed by Cipro 500 milligrams BID times 5 days, number 10. She's going to get plenty of fluids, plenty of rest, monitor her symptoms, return to clinic or call if needed.